wrote for a friend called Laura, who I met when I was in hostels in London, and she was a heroin addict and also suffered from schizophrenia, and I wrote this poem for her. It's called Howl Doll. My shaking hands, I try to control their movement as they dance to the song of some form of sacrifice on the altar of nothingness. I am and I am not. The twitching in my legs, motions of a hymn to Big Pharma, you don't question. The movements of the birds occur in slow motion, moving through the sensor, floating in some form of liquid that curls itself around me, that becomes me. A shaft of sunlight steals into my room like a thief, stating that there is some form of togetherness in the molasses we walk through. Each indication of prayer to some god that hides in cupboards. The images move slower and slower. I feel so tired. I do a lot of activist work. I started that about 20 years ago and pursued it like a passion, and this one is about that. It's called Iraq. Iraq. Shrapnel that splinters in one's body, the woman crying, soldiers doing their ghost dancing through Baghdad, the image of the young male, hooded, his crime, unspecified, the enemy combatant that lurks in the haze of the soldier's imagination, everywhere but nowhere, the sun-parched poster of Saddam, crisp, rustling its own demise in the raucous noise of gunshots and the danger of the hospitals. To live or die, is there an option? The enemy combatant moves through his dance in the imagination of the soldiers. The flowing robes have been laden everywhere and yet nowhere. A two-minute pace to justify what? The eyes of the child moving through each ghost moment, wondering where her father is. The soldier spitting out his gum and calling in a foreign language. The death of her father and two sons as a checkpoint. They couldn't understand English. He ran a small shop once, but that was the objective of a precision strike. The enemy combatant was lurking amongst the cans of beans and stuff, existing through the imagination of the soldiers. The enemy combatant, like some sort of Hollywood creation, a matter of culture, a matter of dancing with the ghosts that stalk Abu Ghraib, moving into some intoxicating swirl. The enemy combatant, in each dark corner, existing through some dream that didn't exist but was forced into existence, the imagination of the soldiers and the cry of a thousand autumns. This one is called Echo. Moving through the distance, I am and I am not. I existed through the dance of life, spinning, intoxicated. The radio issues more noise. I flew between the senses of things. I exist through the measurements that counted out life's moments, existing through the distance, echoing through the woods and the mountains where I came to find myself, moving within and without, existing in the river flow that broke upon rocks, that scattered its meanings across the ground like confetti, that saw me in the distance. I was seeing me, cast out in a thousand histories like shrapnel, the silent cry that whispered through the forests of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I was a child once. This one is called Time Song. Images crackle through my head like radio static. I spin through some direction marked by the breathing of the wind against my windows. I exist and don't exist. The splintering light that play games with me once, again, like a memory carved through some Rosetta song through which the beating heart of history opens and shuts the doors of some form of imagination. I exist through a dance that spread across my mind like some bridges close, moving through the songs that echo through the corridors of childhood lost and adulthood regained. The birds moving through to describe from history that beat of its wings against the azure sky of dreams. The ones we remembered, the ones we remember to forget in some water-walking moment through which that which is seen splinters into a thousand pigments of light. shattering the sky with the dreamer's song, moving through to the dance rhythm of some intoxication, through which spiraling beyond and through the gods we touch with our fingers, as we move to the moon split that scatters its silver across the form of the lake, moving within the spin of memory histories that rise to the most sky of moments, that glistens in the dew-wet leaves, that calls through its silence a cacophony symphony of dancing, of life, or the footstep movements that carve into the sand, a thousand times merging into some form of oscillating probability that moves within and out of us. Breathe with us. Takes our hand with us within the tune that history plays on the lyre of mind, moving through, quick-fingered and absolute, rising forth into some bird sky opera that dances to the clouds and moves silky soft into the directions within which we meander through the thoughts of our dream time. This one is called a reality song. When I see myself as the others become me, as I take my pencil and draw them. Within the drawing we form a fusion and fission. We become our own particles, interchanging and weaving their journeys through the bubble chamber we built to define our differences, to define which brings us together. I become some form of meson, then a pile. Then, I become many things, the definitions casting their traces, moving through the song line dance of so much, remembering ghosts from childhood, hiding in the dark, hoping for some form of invisibility through which I could construct of that which I was and am. I was a meson, now I'm a pile. I interchange identities like putting on new clothes, the cloth casting its own identity like a net across the sea of my being, bringing home that harvest of sense and memory. I was a pile, now I am a meson. I form through it through the swapping of identities according to my own reason, the reason that tries to find itself through the flickering interchange, becoming and then negating, moving and then standing still, colliding with the forms, nations, becoming, fusions of motions that scatter themselves, moving through, definitions of quiet and quiet, the journey we manufacture across those differences that make us the same. This one is called Image. I walked many miles, the sun splattering through the crystal waters of the seas dancing. The form through which I existed formed through to a white puff cloud that circled itself within the sky of all of which is known. This one is called Time Dancing. Memory is like the universe. Moving through some supernova dream time, I came to exist and did not exist. I moved to search for my existence as the drumbeat of life issued forth its calling to me. I moved and did not move. I was and was not. I sung the songs of the forgetting that comes with the shimmer of dawn entering my windows within its own song. I formed of myself a blanket and wrapped it around me against the cold. I saw a thousand things within life's blindness. I imagined that I was no longer imagining. I danced through the motions of loneliness and companionship. They together formed with a rhythm that caught my spiraling within the definition of a starlight that cries through the windows and laughs with the footstep motion of dancers on the beach, sandy in tones and the water flickering of its own dream, images and reputations, the being that moves through the spin dance of something forgot, the images that shatter my window within them, existing through the forms of each denial, existing within the fabric of my blanket, its warmth. This one is called The Moment of Morning. Birds shatter the sky with their song, and we wake through the dawn of beginnings. We move through the soft bark of the moment of our rising. We look to the sun and begin the dreaming of our waking. This one is called Liberty. It's also inspired by Iraq. motions to come here, questions in a foreign tongue that the regular accusations we some need to justify, the faces of hospital patients and the cluster bomb symphony that broke the sky as we slept, that shattered us, like the former some theoretical shrapnel that does state of its right to cut us and examine the form of our bleeding, that does echo in the cry of children certain of history's resonance and reasons. We seek to explain the chewing gum spat out in some gutter through which we move as children, forming through to the reflection of the gum and another stick of gum. The movements flow in their descriptions, hovering above the desert reflections like images in the Ray-Ban glasses of those who tell us who we are. They yearn in our faces, words of not understood. They catch us as if we were smashed against a razor wire, our hands bleeding to history's sacrificial altar of pain. The motions, glimpsing from Abraham and Isaac, reflected in the Ray-Ban, expressionless movements that rise and shimmer in the sky, elements of life that scatter like streaks after a bomb blast. The movements through which we describe the facades of smashed houses and the quiet women, seeking the right to drink Coca-Cola. This one is called Life Spin. Crackling branches, soft breeze and splintering of thoughts into the fragments of our lives. Beating softly against the frost crystal windows through which our senses evolve, gently fingering one another within a drumbeat of some sense adrift in and out of consciousness. Movements subtle, like shadows against the walls of things, indicating moments through the crunch of leaves and the swirl of extinct crisp packets, catching wind and rising, through thoughts in their multitudes, gathered at the interface of things, mirages and elements, floating ephemeral across the face of some awareness that flickers like candle flame. In our breathing, in our breathing, mirroring the softness of things, the caress of bird wing on the skin of what we sense to be, moving slow, within the forms of curling functions that whisper their meaning softly to us, through the shadows of a nighttime that wraps itself warmly around our bodies, the scent of morning easing into the scent of night, our thoughts moving through the forests of some being that was and was not, that drips through the paths we trod as children, listening to the echoes that trace each other through the trees, moving slow through the scattered moonlight and the sense of our feet treading through the leaves still moist with dew, the elements that fuse and pull apart, the dance of each fabric catching and moving itself. Breathe in, breathe out against the softness of the sky. This one is called the Old and the New. Being born again. Sounds against the sea breeze and dancing leaves swirling through the sky of imagination. The child standing within herself, moving through the definitions that carve their names on the rocks of history. Her hands holding a flower limp through wanting of water. Her face turned against the sun, moving through the touching of history on her brow, existing on that process of non-existence wherein reality lives. Tracing her Plato's cave of dreams, moving through the softness of some cloud form that wraps around her, which moves towards the soft cooing of the wood pigeon and the silence of the forest, becoming her and me, moving within the twirl of some moment that crystallizes like iodine, the forms of its breathing, that state of being half asleep and half awake, that drowsy half morning wherein we examine the shells of our waking beings, our aching dreams, and the call of the spin at night, the moving through which we become and exist, like a form of fusion that echoes its meanings, that spins its imaginations like the yarn of the histories that move through our fingers, that we touch and let go, that we paint as being paintings of our existence, our minds, and the flow of water that tickles our toes as we breathe the river that flows through the crevices of mind like its own dream, that crashes our dreams against our rock form, the space of the eternity within all things, There moves with immovability as long as we begun and then forgot, in the intoxicating fumes of whiskey bars and conversations that flutter in the breeze as some ephemeral dust that catches our breath and sticks to our skin. That moves through some itchy reminder of when, the dances and songs of childhood, we begin each new day with a funeral to that which we once were. The sticky conversations and the splintering of the whiskey over the ice that calls us to our own oblivion. We set up a tombstone to all that once was, and we emerge as children, children playing through some field of barley, the air thick with the buzz of insects, and a form through which, caught in between the insects and the sticky whiskey bar of London, where we learn to both to give birth and to bury, the moments that slip into our glasses like thieves, thieves that steal us in the night and whisper their meanings to the cloy of a young London sunset, and we move within and without, the child's voice laughing. This one is actually an attempt at a love poem. I saw you in the dawn and you were laughing, moving within the memory of you, blonde hair shimmering on the pillow when dawn stole in to greet us. The face turned in sleepy gentleness, whispering thoughts in every breath, moments of collision when we existed on the interface of some supernova that burst its song into the sky. Some images that swirled through the universe and became both of us as we danced through the spin of some distant galaxy, moving within and around us, honey and ambrosia on our tongues, existing through, your hands cupped around some imaginary flower that seemed to breathe as you breathe, seemed to me move through the distant places of crying and laughing, the face of the rat and the face of a child running chased me to the sea, the form of an innocence that bled softly into my experience and formed of the nectar smell of some form of beauty that existed through each frozen second when I saw you. Those moments in time crystallized to a moment like fountain droplets that shimmer in the sun that break through the horizon for so many of our dreams. The strange spirit that did seem to welcome the giving birth of us. The moment when we stopped being in order to be. The moment when our laughter splintered through the moonlit glimmer. The scent of roses and summer infusions, the form of bee buzzing and racing through the fields of barley that sing their golden whisper to the sun above, that formed as a sea of beginnings which began when I held your hand, which began over and over, which began without any ceasing to their beginning, which caught your face in the mirror of a thousand distances that came together, that formed through their song, elements, elements that spin to their never-ending dance, a dance that scattered the faces of history on the floor like confetti. A dance that swirled around us like breeze silk. They caught us in our swirl. They were formed of our dancing barefoot upon the moon, swirling rivers and the flick flick of fishes. The moving through of a thousand moments that became one as your fingers curled around them, leading their lives into a greater life. Moving through the journey through which I carved our dream on the rocks of the Sahara. Watching the sand rift round, which forms through the delighted laughter of children another dance, a dance in which we became, us, the form, spinning and swirling to the endless drumbeat of time. Okay, I've got 1 minute left.
One poem left,
okay. This one I want to read. This one is based around the Democratic Republic of the Congo, when children as young as 8 are forced to carry guns and fight a war that isn't theirs. It's called Child Soldier. Eyes glazed, marijuana by the crackle of fire that moves through, existence caught in some super dance that weaves around the fire like a song to intoxicated reasons, don't exist and don't exist, that rise up and die like the fire sparks of a child pounced with a stick. The distant memories of some mother's heart and decent food, of a father that tilled the fields and then disappeared from view, the brotherhood of HIV, the forms that danced through the marijuana joints that seemed to legitimize the gun, cradled in his arms like a substitute for meaning, an image through which we can merge within our own senses, catch the wind and deny it, move through to the point where each definition exists for denial, each motion exists for stillness. Life, called on from razor wire as we sacrifice our hope on the altar of some random god, the move through the shadows of the intoxicating doctrine we are fed like liquor, the motion through which we blur the edges of what is real, existing in the evening haze of the being there, the sway in the jungle heat motioning us to further stupor, the stupor that exists within the gates that history gives us, the chance to forget, a memory is fused to the sunset and fades to the last glint of evening light, the next day, formed through further separation, the separation that feeds our reason from whiskey or senselessness, the motion towards the oblivion that crackles on the fire, the sparks of the last dancing of hope. As I said, if you enjoyed my reading, Fusion Books Fair, I'm selling them for €7, but I might take 5, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Melody. Yeah, as Mel said, a bunch of poetry here, very well worth getting into. I'm sure you'd like to rehear all that you just heard, because it's just far too much, but that's the nature of poetry, isn't it? You know, which is great, because that's why we're all rich and we all save up our money to buy poetry books from poets and share them. Thank you very much, Mel, that was wonderful. Our next poet, guest poet of the evening, is called Seamus Harrington, who has had poems published in Southward, The Red Wheelbarrow, Writers Forum, and other publications in Ireland and the UK. He has won prizes in the UK and has read his verse at Strokestown. He has contributed to Seascapes and has a poem in the Caird Library at the Maritime Museum in Greenwich. Seamus believed science, engineering, and poetry could be combined more often, and that unmanned lighthouses are frequented by the muse, especially at night time. We welcome Mr. Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Paul. Mobile dog wash, after Diane. It's just across the rows of deadly spinning wheels, where every puppy shows the cleanest pair of heels. Pegasus. Parts merged to enchant, then Zeus, he is gone, in one lightning bolt, blowtorch sheet metal. Pre-dawn I return to spot stars on its flanks, hippocrene shod, wind brushing through naught. Catacombs. Cataclysmic squeal of brakes, bowed cyclist with outline and toe, racing into the orange-hued glimmer. Frozen in a sacred arc on the roadway, mitre-eared, wide-eyed, crozier-tailed, diverse feline congregation. Pine needles, tang, fused with fresh clay. A coven-hissing explosion of fur, flash of onyx. Two devilish toms dive for bunker cover behind the convivial cannon's headstone in the dead of night. Coast watch. Sandpipers wade by the blue lagoon. charter boat skipper embarks his party. Guillemot gapes at the Gannet's plunge. Windsurfers brace at harbour's mouth. Hang glider wheels around the Martello. Bird watcher zooms out over sound. Jet ski driver maintains her distance. Sheep dippers urge their hesitant flock. Ferry boat shuttles across the fairway. Crude oil tanker slips from her berth. Harbour pilot still meets his deadlines. Scuba divers glide out of their depth. Trimaran shows a clean pair of heels. Hardy Potter rounds his own standby. Dinghy sailors link in line abreast. Sea anglers reel at resounding echo. Half-deckers pace ladies coxed fore. Coast guard rib recrosses her wake. Hill walker stops dead in her tracks. Ab-sailors back down the broken cliff. Water safety school undergoes a tot. Deep sea trawler discharges her catch. All weather lifeboat resumes her station. Light keepers absent forever and ever. The prize. Ding, 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 the spoon on a brandy glass. The murmur dies away. I now present on behalf of our sponsors, Watford Crystal. First place at this year's Jugglers Convention goes to Oops. And now our prayers are offered for the following needy. Motorists. Help me, St. Christopher. You're still there? To steer clear of flats, potholes, toll booths, pushy bikers, speed traps, and flow coaches. To await my turn coolly, fumeless from road rage at snarl-ups and traffic calming measures. To drive as if I was to meet myself coming from the opposite direction. To find a fitting parking space in unmetered zone, disc and clamp free, amen. Regatta prayer. Help us, O Lord, to go straight to where we're not looking. Steer us not into temptation of looking where we're going, amen. Bikers. Long distance roadies, refugees from boredom, straddling broad saddles, heavy duty four strokes. Devoted hell's angels, we ever heard on High Street, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us to evil, Knievel, stunt bike, lookalikes, and then. It's about this time of the year, enrollment takes place for night classes. But not all classes that are advertised take place. This one is due to cutbacks. It's called cutbacks. But it must run. We can't withdraw the course. It's expected. And enrollments are up. They've got a foot in the door. It's on the prospectus, subject to demand. A run on class materials? Rubbish. We'll be sued without a leg to stand on. Hand clapping and footstool step-ups and pencils were good enough once. Now we must put them all through their paces. We know the new floor permits only soft soles. There's a footnote here about that. But think of the cost if you were a parent of centipede twins. Who'd foot the bill? The board chairman will hear about this, I say. He's a weekly pedicuree, well known for his stance on PE and ability to think on his feet. Furthermore, his wife is a podiatrist, chief observer for the three-legged race, and founding chair of the Alumni Association of Millipedes. Cold call. Your precious time for a moment or two. Your service provider is currently who? Our latest rendition, because of attrition, we're in a position to offer 3 minutes and modems to use. and channels as clear as a didgeridoo. This is about a group of elected officials who saw a photo opportunity on the beach when a whale came ashore. And the origin of it is a statute of 1324 where whales, so they're mammals, they're classed as animals, they're classed as fishes royal, belonging to the Queen, and swans, believe it or not, in the same bracket. And this is called the suits. They hurry to the waiting press. Clunky brogues squelch through the shallows. Sneaky sponges spray jets on herringbone suits. Oh no, they blubber. He is far too long. Not our department. Hush puppy's feet slip on bootlaces. A mocking gull screams, find the mohair collar. Try somebody at Fish's Royal, or tow him away to the receiver of wrecks. Winkle pickers bursting leather rack, trailing robes of office across worn casts, clutching handkerchiefs to beaks, with the gravitas of bookies runners, they hurry away from this dreadful, dreadful place. QE2. Passengers, deck upon deck, resplendent, concordant, shooting day trippers and lovers, who pan back at Hawaiian clad masses, and each sheltered lifeboat snug tight in her davits towers over the evening. Some silent folk still with Hurley-esque zeal, gone to great lens, tripodding and zooming, strapping layer after layer along mothership's side. Trusting memory alone, that stroller with one arm as long as the other, by the trickle of coaches where leprechauns vie for room with cut crystal. The brass band strikes up, each high raider scanner, warming and twirling to the bright marching air. As blunt tugs stand off, each reading a bite of umbilical line, 1 hour to depart from her deep water berth. Time. I'm just going outside and maybe some time. We glance at one another in dismay. Nobody speaks. Dry-mouthed, I stare at the back door. In moments, our barman returns, rattling his bucket of ice. Windmills. 2 dozen strong, they glide our way. 2,000 feet, we dare not stall. Our thermals yet a further sway. 2 dozen strong, they still sashay. With onshore gusts, they face the bay. We soar beyond their beck and call. 2 dozen strong, they glide away. 2,000 feet, too swift to stall. Moments. Broken white lines pass under the fender, each split second, a winking cat eye, no time to ponder, past here and now. Operation Atlantis. This is about one of these micronations or microstates that was set up. Some are done for a prank. Some were done for political reasons. Some were attacked by pirates. Some were attacked by governments. This one was called Operation Atlantis, a libertarian state. He felt a great compulsion to construct his micronation, where many a trusted minion, with no threat of conscription or any shopping tax deduction, would perform every function. At a loss to find the worthy caption, a craft of ferro-cement construction, concrete deckhouse, such a notion, self-aggrandizement is motivation, a display of audacious presumption, of stability and seaworthy erudition, a boast to flout our known description. International waters for navigation, Bahamas offshore final destination. Until a hurricane of trifling duration just sank the deplorable contraption. We're surrounded by history here. This goes back to the early 60s and the Cold War, two short forms. A young lady with ardour to quell caused some Tories to feel so unwell. She was having it off with the spy Ivanov and Johnny Profumo as well. A nimble chick dressed in a towel. When chased, she would squawk, "It's a hole." And when she was caught, disentangling her knot, was never once heard to cry foul. A couple of limericks by Cy Whiteman. Sunroof just a shade open. Six speakers blaring. Be glad to escape. Heron on duty, gazing into reflection. Image of cobra. You are here. The mess room falls away astern. He juggles papers in a rush, bounding up the companionway, keeping to the navigable channel on the right. Lights and shapes are revisited. The class work groups huddled over almanacs and symbols, parallel rulers and dividers wink at the ready. Handouts of celestial navigation make a transit of the chart room. Now, before we get our bearings, scuffle. One of the hands has hit the deck, fainted. A blip of pulse, polar faced, no inclination to take a sip of liquid. He's shipped out by his mates. 997 falling slowly. At 14:13 on Midsummer's Day, we undertake the tricky crossing of the busy sea corridor at the National Maritime College of Ireland. Visibility? Good. A car is swiped, we swing through double doors to B block, the third way point. Then leaving the fountain to port, we head straight on. The sick bay lies due west. Conditions moderating. Survivors mustered at his desk point in horror. Adrift in the foggy flotsam of dog-eared admiralty charts. Tables of magnetic variation, instruments of exactitude, listless angles of declination, a page from the lost logbook of Christopher Columbus. Bluebird. For over 3 years, his own record stood since Dumbleyum. Now he's on Coniston water once more, a weather window at last. The very first leg, level and flat, sheer thrust, jetting red hot up on her training points, 250 plus 47 over, so awfully close, just three to go. Sea anchors bite, around again, no turning back. No extra fuel. The bravest of the brave. That raucous roar, they gasp and point at the tramping, tramping spray. None can glimpse the adrenaline rush. On land or on water, the quickest of all. 320, a blow. She's lift. Skipper, come in. Over. He surely knew it was his own weight. Into the water barrier and beyond. His memorial stands on Pussycat Hill over Lake Dongguryong. By noon, cocooned in a gown of dragons, staring, he sits in the hallway, right thumb on a rim, Marconi fading away from the remote day room TV. The other one, cumbersome, dissecting his cardigan, a sandal foot on each wrist, a waft of brown soda, pungent and poignant as cardiac. Unaware of the danger, a patron at peace with the world plods between the parked chairs, puckers his lips, pockets a tissue of teeth, a kaleidoscopic wall hanging, the stained slash of sunlight, perfect, sacred, and silent. Unblinking, they face one another. Who'll draw that first bead? 20 chrome revolutions apart, Derringer's still trousered. A clumsy bedpan bongs clear as an angelus bell. Two right hands lift as one. Second last one. Dot 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 dash 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 dot dot dot. That means SOS. Again and again, faint but clear, clear as the luminous frost, clear as the starry heavens, the message repeated in hope. Repeated in hope, repeated in hope, message repeated in hope. Much, much too late for too many. Yet due to Morse code, hundreds of souls are plucked from the icy brink. From the icy brink, from the icy brink, plucked from the icy brink. Again, Marconi's newfangled device responds in disbelief to the rescue. In disbelief to the rescue. In disbelief to the rescue. Responds in disbelief to the rescue. But wireless history was made and quickly forgot for saving that small ship SS Mini Haha. Another one which is about the difficulties of writing about the difficulties of writing about writer's block. First aim to carve a canto, to gate not one short motto, a smidgen dot I've yet to spot, my royalties not 1 euro. This crack is overrated, this pad is mostly suited to coffee stains and paper planes than writers ill assorted. Iced up articulation, a blot on the escutcheon, and that ticking mocking racket of the leering kitchen clock. I often get a notion, take a backpack to the outback, to find Lake Disappointment. By now I know its bitter taste. Last month I had my finest hour, a sticky pad unlocked the door. I got the gist, shopping list, it dawned on me at 4:30. No words to craft inscription, I've yet to reach a caption, just stranded waves of doodles like a nebbing tide of flotsam. You due an explanation, it's my lack of elocution. I'll sound the lexic gully traps for just the right inflection. Still draped inside the window, alone with my own seco. Air freshener stink, how can I think, page filled by my own shadow. I'm resorting to transcription, an Arabic concoction. The canon's still a greasy till, I dread the next edition. Now counting on Nintendo, IQ square root of 0. I'll take a vow of silence, embrace my moral compass. and brain dead as a dodo. You can take it as de facto. I am to blame, to name and shame, but I never liked this biog.